Yeah, but still, what about the emotional significance? Like, have you ever lost one of your pieces? Have you ever lost one of your pieces?
I've never lost a piece, but I've had two stereos ripped out of a car.
Yeah.
And that is a very vulnerable feeling when someone steals something from you.
Yeah, I never understood
the whole... You don't realize how shitty it feels.
Yeah, I never felt violated. I'd always...
Oh, really? I felt very violated.
Did you? A house, that would be violating. My car, yeah. I would just be like... Some dude cut my lock cylinder out one time and just took my whole lock out and then just popped my door. And this, while on a busy street, just sat and the same thing, pulled my radio out.
Yeah.
Fucking pioneer,
dude. I just ripped my fucking whole dashboard out to steal this. Just...
Yeah, that day.
I got out to my car, like, what the fuck? It was in my high school parking lot the first time. Like, what the fuck was it? What happened? And then the second time was just right in front of my house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just stealing from like it's a 97 Jetta. It was like a piece of shit.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
I used to leave my car doors unlocked because I used to get broken into so much. And I'm pretty sure a dude was like, I used to like smell like a homeless guy every now and again. I think a dude was just popping in there every now and again.
Could have been old farts.
Could be, yeah.
Old farts stay in cars.
True. Brother, I know. Brother, I know, dude. This summer down here, this heat, I'm going to confront.
You're gonna trap some farts.
I might pass out if I re-enter my... If you trapped a fart in like 100 degrees...
Also, is there one meal here that's not doesn't have fucking hot sauce in it?
I don't think so.
My butt is just... I go back into that bathroom and...
Yeah, the beef's different down here too.
Yeah?
I've been eating a lot of beef down here and it's like...
It's not sitting well.
I'm shitting hard, dude. It's kick. It's the fucking longhorn, dude. Longhorn's Bevo. Last stand. It's coming out, dude.
They eat Bevo.
What?
When the mascot dies, they eat the steak.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of tight, actually.
Yeah. It's very Native American of them.
It is, actually. They should be. They should be celebrated for that, at least.
Georgia should do that with their mascot.
What's their mascot?
Bulldog.
Or they could play like an international game somewhere, then like divvy it up.
Where would they play?
I don't know, like wherever, like bring college football to a larger area.
Yeah.
Like wherever, I don't care, I don't know. You know what I mean? Maybe like Scandinavia, maybe like Norway or something.
Scandinavians would eat a bulldog.
They would. They'd munch that thing up. They'd have a nice turkey leg on them, like a fried bulldog.
Yeah.
That'd be a nice haunch.
That would actually. Would be fucking good.
It's probably pretty good. I wonder, do you think dog tastes gamey?
French bulldog would be good. A little rotisserie bulldog.
Ooh.
Stop people are getting upset about it.
Dude, people get so mad to talk about eating or having sex with dogs, dude.
Sex with dogs.
That pisses people. Whenever
Hassan
you leave,
did it last night.
Really?
On bottom of the barrel. He was doing a joke about watching it. When he was young, he saw a dog get fucked. I think on the internet. I didn't catch the beginning. I assumed it was the internet. If it was in real life, I could see why the audience was like, oh my God. Yeah, you can't talk about it fucking a dog.
Watching
a dog fuck a lady is much more palatable.
That's fine. Yeah. No, that's true. Yeah, I've made the mistake several times while you're away to be like, just talk about murdering dogs and people get very mad.
Yeah.
My mind is, when I have nothing to talk about, it's just funny. Just because I know it bothers people.
Because it is the worst, yeah.
It bothers people immensely. To
strangling a golden retriever.
Although, we had a baby bird near our house, like literally against our door. It was like it was like black bird, yellow belly. I couldn't get a clear ID on it, but it was totally, I was looking it up. Like, I think I might be a fucking, obviously pause myself a bird watcher.
I was bird watching in the studio.
Dude, I'm telling you. You're hog farming. You were going, sweet.
Saw a nice javelina. Saw a big old javelina. I said, God damn, that's a javelina.
Dude, I had it was a yellow belly, black wings, a little guy. It wasn't a total baby, but it was a young bird, and it was just huddled against my door. I felt so bad. I was like, I don't want to touch it because I know that like fucks it up.
No, that's not true.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I gave it I made a little tinfoil bird bath, and I was like, here's some water at least. Then we went away to my parents' house for my nephew's birthday. I came back and it was gone. And I was like, maybe it got munched.
Definitely.
Maybe flew. Yeah, hopefully it's flat. It's, spread its wings.
You can put them back in the nest.
Can you? I didn't know where the nest was. That was a problem.
Yeah.
Such as that bullshit.
Is an old, yeah. Like I think it's a good thing to teach kids, though. Because birds are always fucking diseased,
true.
Especially if one's kicked out.
That makes sense. Yeah, because my wife was like, there's nothing. When a bird, she has a weird knowledge about birds. Pause on myself again. No, dude, she'll hit
a lot of pauses.
She'll hit him with grass. She'll be like, oh, that's like a grackle. And I'm like, what the fuck? How do you know this? She was saying when birds are down like that, refusing to fly is usually an injury that's like chronic.
Yeah.
And she's like, the best thing you can do is just fucking put them out of their misery. And I was like, Jesus, man. I'm
gonna stomp on a fucking baby bird.
She was saying you like just like break their necks or something.
Oh my God.
I was like, dude, what the fuck? I was like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I'm not gonna.
So I laid a bird bath out and I showed Maya. I'm like, look at the bird, the little baby bird. And we came back and it was gone. So she got to be like, it flew away to his mommy. Yeah. I was like, yes.
Definitely.
Like, a cat definitely destroyed. One of my dogs might have eaten it. Because it was right by where they came out. I saw Matilda sniffing on it and I was like, get out of there.
Yeah.
She might have went out later and was just fucking munched that bird.
Absolutely.